Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A proposed project is aimed at improving safety at Fairbanks' busiest intersection. The Alaska Department of Transportation is looking at overhauling how traffic is handled where Gaffney Road, Airport Way, the Richardson Highway, and Steese Expressway come together at Fort Wainwright's main gate. In a recent presentation to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, DOT Northern Region pre-construction engineer Sarah Shacker explained that the current proposal is a step back from an earlier proposed $40 million diverging diamond intersection.
We said, you know, this is the busiest intersection in Fairbanks. We have a safety issue here we want to correct. What can we do that will cost less and still provide an improvement? And we looked hard and we came up with some at-grade solutions, so we won't have a bridge. The diverging diamond was going to take the Richardson and Steese over the intersection with a bridge. We won't have a bridge. We'll still have signals, but we can still improve operations and safety more at a price tag of $10 to $12 million.
The DOT is holding a public open house tomorrow, 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the Wedgewood Resort in Fairbanks to discuss and get feedback on the intersection reconstruction project. The Fairbanks City Council is considering a gasoline tax. The proposed 5 cents per gallon tax would raise revenue beyond property taxes, which are limited by a cap on the city mill rate. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth says property taxes currently come in below the city's broader tax revenue cap, a gap that the gas tax would help fill.
To try and pick up those dollars that we leave on the table under the tax cap.
Cleworth says additional revenue from a gasoline tax could cover inflation as gauged by yearly increases in the Consumer Price Index, or CPI.
It conceivably could create somewhere between maybe $400,000 to $800,000 a year. We're guessing that the CPI allowance for the coming year would be around $500,000, $600,000 or so. It's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of the city, but it keeps us current with the Consumer Price Index so that we're not going backwards.
Cleworth says the gas tax is an easier approach than trying to change the property tax mill rate cap, which would require a public vote. The gasoline tax was on the agenda for a City Council Finance Committee meeting this morning. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McRorty.